So, for context, I'm a 34-year-old female, and this took place in 2007. I was around 18 at the time, and in college. I had just graduated, and my apartment lease wasn't up yet, so I decided to stay until it was, which was a horrible decision. To understand the story, I need to tell you about the apartment layout. When you walk through the front door, there's a flight of stairs leading to the actual main floor of my apartment. And once you go up those stairs, you have a full view of my living room and the balcony door. And if you were to go out of the balcony door, there's a wooden divider on the left-hand side that separates my balcony from my neighbor's. My neighbors were an old couple that had been there longer than I had. I never really interacted with them, so I had no clue what was to come. It started on the night that I had just bought my new car. I was standing outside on my balcony reading the owner's manual while on the phone with my mom, and it was snowing slightly. I suddenly felt a warm breeze of air and a wicked smell of whiskey. I turned my head only to be face to face with a man leaning over the wooden divider that separates me from my neighbors. I practically jumped out of my skin and hung up on my mom without saying anything. "Hey, I'm Jake." The man was holding out his hand to mine. "Hi," I said. "So what are you doing out here in the cold?" he replied. "Oh, just reading a book," I said with a forced smile. Then, as suddenly as he appeared, he vanished. I immediately grabbed my phone and book and went inside. That was that for the night. Then the next day, I was getting ready for work and then went outside to get the mail. When I did, I saw a note sticking out of my mailbox. I pulled it out and it said something along the lines of, "You are very beautiful. Can I take you out on a date?" And his name signed at the bottom of the letter. I walked inside and put the letter on my counter, feeling very confused. Then I left for work. Later that night, I was in my room reading a book until I heard screaming coming from my neighbor's apartment. They were all yelling at each other, and then I heard Jake say to his mom that he would slit her throat. A chill went down my spine as I heard this, and then I heard my neighbor's sliding glass door slam shut and footsteps on their balcony. Mind you, my bedroom wall is right next to their balcony, and I can hear everything. Then I could smell the smell of cigarettes and whiskey again. I somehow fell asleep eventually, but then woke up to use the bathroom. I sat up and began to walk out of my bedroom door. After you do, you have to walk past the sliding glass door, and then the bathroom is right across from the door. So anyways, as I'm walking towards the bathroom, he yells at me, "Get back in bed, Birdie." When he called me Birdie, it made me want to leave the apartment and never come back. I rushed into the bathroom, then a few minutes later, came back out and practically ran to my bed. I was only 18 and wasn't the smartest when it came to choices like this, so I ended up going to sleep, then woke up early the next day and felt a cold breeze. I immediately shot up and my eyes darted around the room looking for the source. I didn't find anything, so I walked out into my kitchen/living room and saw it. The balcony door was wide open, and there was a note on my kitchen counter. I shut the door and saw that the lock was missing from the door handle, but that was the least of my worries because my apartment had just been broken into. I picked up the note with shaky hands and read it. It was a whole paragraph about how I should go on a date with him, and at the bottom of the paper it said, "P.S. I promise you won't regret it." The rest of the day, I was paranoid that he would come back and do something. Later that night, I was once again on the phone with my mom, and then I suddenly heard running and pounding on my walls. That creep was running down the hallway and pounding on my walls and doors. I told my mom that on the phone, and she told me not to answer it. Then I walked towards my door and just stood there as he pounded and yelled from the other side. A few minutes went by, and then it stopped. I told my mom I had to go, and then I walked back to my living room and froze at what I saw. There he was, standing in the middle of the room, staring at me. "Why didn't you answer the door?" he said in a cold tone. "I was in the shower," I said back, clearly lying. "Okay." Then he climbed around the divider and left, and I never saw him again. A week later, my lease was up for my apartment, and I talked to my landlord. He told me that the man, Jake, had no permission to be on the property, since the limit of people in one apartment was 2, and my neighbor had 3. So after I moved all my stuff, about a month went by without any problems. Then my landlord randomly called me and told me how a young couple moved into my old apartment and the man had broken in several times and even smashed their windows. Goes to show how crazy and dangerous people can actually be. So random man named Jake, let's never meet again. Last year, I had a really creepy experience. For a little background, I live by myself and have a house. This was the same situation for when this story occurred. It all started when I was at home one night. It was probably like 9 or 10 p.m. Usually, I stay up kind of late, so I wasn't about to go to bed or anything. But when I heard a knock on my front door, I did think it was unusual. I walked over and looked out the window. There was a woman standing there. I was unsure if I should open the door or not. I waited to see if she would walk away, but about a minute later, she knocked on the door again. I decided to answer and opened up the door for her. She had long blonde hair, looked to be in her 20s, and was wearing a black sweatshirt. Right when I opened up the door, she asked me if she could come inside. I asked her why. The woman responded, saying that there was some guy that was after her. I told her that I could call the police. But she interrupted me and asked me again if she could just come inside. I didn't let her though. I suggested calling the police again, but she said no. When I asked her why not, she just turned and walked away rather quickly. I was pretty confused. I looked around, trying to see if there was a man anyplace. I didn't see one though. The woman went down the street and was quickly out of my sight. I went back inside after that and then went to bed. By the next day, I had forgotten about the encounter for the most part. I went to work as usual, but after that, I was home again, and it was later at night. I was in my living room and just noticed out the window somebody walking by out front. It was the same woman as the night before, and she was walking on the street in front of my house. I was not aware of her living in my neighborhood. I had never seen her before until the night prior. It was also unusual for people to walk on the side of my street, so this was overall a very strange situation. When she was in front of my house, she kind of stopped and looked at my house. I noticed this, and then she seemed to kind of notice me looking at the window at her. Then she kept walking past my house down the street. I wasn't quite sure who she was or why she was hanging around my neighborhood all of a sudden. I thought perhaps she had moved in down the street or something, but honestly, I had no idea. I saw her again the very next day though. This time I was driving to work, and I remember that after making it out of my neighborhood, a car was driving behind me. For whatever reason, at the stoplight, I looked at the car behind me in my mirror. The driver looked an awful lot like the woman who I kept seeing. I was almost positive that it was her, but she was wearing sunglasses, so I wasn't quite 100%. It was strange to see her again though. But I didn't even have the thought that she was following me in her car. But as I kept driving, I noticed her making all of the turns that I did. Eventually, I was like 90% there and she was still driving behind me. By now, I was about 99% sure that she was the same woman. It took me about 15 minutes to get to work. And when I got there, she pulled into the parking lot after me. I was shocked. I knew she didn't work here. But when I drove into where I always parked, she drove through the lot a different way. Her car went out of my sight, and I couldn't tell if she was parking or driving away. I just went into work and didn't see her for the rest of the time that I was at work that day or when I was leaving. And for the next 2 days, I didn't see her at all. And I was even a little more suspicious during those 2 days and would look out of my windows a little bit more at night. But I didn't see her at all. Then, one night, once again, I was home by myself. Except this time, it was later. Probably a little bit after midnight. I was just about to go to sleep and in my bed. That's when I heard a sort of loud noise. It was coming from what sounded like outside, near the back of my house. I got up and went out to my doorway. That's when I heard another loud noise. This time, it was clear that it came from the back window. Somebody was hitting it with something. I didn't know who it was or what they were doing, so I stayed in my bedroom. I closed the door and then I called the police and told them that I thought somebody was trying to break into my house. A short time later, I heard another loud noise, and then it sounded like somebody was inside. I stayed in my room and quickly locked the door. Whoever was inside of my house slowly walked around, but soon I heard them opening a door a ways away. They never really got that close to my bedroom. Then I stopped hearing any noises. It took me a while to realize that they had likely gone into my basement. For the next 5 minutes or so, everything was silent. Then the police arrived. I ran out of my room to let them in. Once they entered, I let them know that I thought somebody was in my basement. They went down, and a short time later, came out with the same woman who I kept seeing. I should have known it was her. I was glad that she wouldn't be bothering me anymore, but I never got an answer. Why was she seemingly stalking me? I still don't know. I'm a female, and this story happened about 2 years ago. I switched jobs around that time, after working in one office building for about a year and a half. There was a better job opportunity for me, so I took it. Now, the first office that I had worked in was not a bad job. I liked most of my coworkers, and there were quite a few people that were in the building. When I started my new job, though, I liked it even more. But not long after starting, one day, I got a text from one of my old coworkers. It was a man named Jeremy. Jeremy worked in the office and occasionally would talk to me, but not a whole lot. I always thought that he was a little bit weird and creepy. Several other people around the office did too. It was just based on his personality and some of the things that he would say or do. So he texted me, asking me to hang out. It was kind of out of nowhere, and I didn't know why he would do that. I wasn't sure how to respond. Before I did, though, he texted me again. I guess I took too long to reply, and he accused me of ignoring him because I had seen the text but not yet responded. It had only been like 2 hours. I finally responded and told him that I would not be available to hang out with him. He asked me why not, and I said that I was just really busy with work and stuff. He didn't respond to me for a few days after that. I forgot about it and didn't think that he would text me again. But then he called me on my cell phone. I was not expecting it and didn't answer. The call was sometime at night, but not that late. After he called me, he left a message. I remember when I played it, I got really creeped out. In the message, he was talking to me about how he knew I wasn't too busy to hang out with him. He said that he knew I didn't even work the previous day and didn't go anywhere. And he was right. I didn't have work and hadn't gone anywhere. But how did he know that? I realized that he must have somehow drove to my house or something. So I texted him, asking him how he knew that I had stayed home the previous day. I remember right after I sent it, I saw the three dots indicating that he was typing. This went on for a while and then disappeared without a text. He didn't respond. After that, I started to pay more attention to outside when I was home. The next night, shortly after getting back home from work, I noticed a car parked on the side of the road. It was in one corner which had a good view of my house. I couldn't see inside the car or who was driving or anything. It was too far away, but I was suspicious. Nothing else weird happened that night though, but the next night, I received another phone call from Jeremy, this time at 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't hear it or see it until the next morning because I had been asleep. He did not leave a message though. I texted him, asking him why he called me at 1 a.m. and why he was being so weird. He did not respond, so I decided to block him, something that I should have done long before. But I thought maybe he would give me some sort of explanation or something. For the next couple of days, everything was fine. Then I got back home sort of late from work. Afterwards, I was just planning to go to bed and was really tired. But about 20 minutes after arriving back to my house, I heard a knock at the front door. I walked over and looked to see Jeremy standing there. I foolishly decided to answer. I was thinking that I could talk to him and be clear that I wanted him to leave me alone. As soon as I opened up the door, Jeremy rushed inside and started to grab me. We struggled very briefly, and I was able to free myself. It all happened so fast, it's kind of a blur in my memory. I just remember him charging at me, and then I got away. I ran outside of the house, which was my first instinct for some reason. Jeremy started to go after me. I ran through my front yard and into the street. Then I went into my neighbor's yard across the street. But surprisingly, Jeremy stopped chasing me when he got to the street. I saw that he ran in a different direction. Then he ran to the corner and got inside of a car and drove away. I went back inside after that and called the cops. They came out a short time later, and I told them everything I could about Jeremy. Long story short, I got a restraining order against him, and he hasn't bothered me since. My name is Francisco, and I used to work at a sporting goods store when I was younger. This was back when I was like 19 or 20, and lived with my parents when I wasn't at college. I held the job at the sporting goods store since my senior year of high school, and I worked there for about 3 years total. During, I believe, my first summer break from college, there was a newer employee to the store. It was a girl named Emma. She was around my age and was short, had dark hair, and I didn't know anything about her other than that. We didn't have a whole lot of employees at our store. There would maybe be about 5 to 7 of us working at once. Usually 2 at the check lanes and the rest around different departments of the store. I'm not sure exactly when Emma got hired, but she worked there when I got back from college. We worked together a handful of times. I would work both as a cashier and in some other departments as well. A few times I spoke briefly with Emma, but not too much. She seemed cool for the most part, but not really the type of person that I would usually hang out with. I remember that one night, I guess Emma and I both got off at the same time. I believe it was 9 p.m. I had been working near the golf department, and she was in another part of the store. As we were both clocking out, she asked me if I drove there, and I replied that I did. She then asked me if I could give her a ride home. I didn't mind too much, but asked first where she lived. It was a city that was not that far away from mine, and was maybe like 5 minutes out of the way, so not a huge deal. I said yes, and then we left the store together. We got into my car, and she gave me the address to her house, which I drove to. The place was an older-looking apartment complex, where she said that she lived with her boyfriend. She was nice and told me thanks for giving her a ride, and then I left and went home. I didn't think much of the interaction. Now, I worked the next day, an earlier shift. My availability was pretty much all day on most days, because it was summer and I didn't have school. Emma was not working on this day, though. I remember that it was like 12 o'clock in the afternoon or something. The store was not very busy, as it usually was quiet at this hour. I was working towards the back, stocking one of the shelves near the baseball equipment. I saw this guy enter the aisle and start aggressively walking over to me. He had dark short hair, like a buzz cut, and the guy was not that tall, but somewhat strong looking. He looked right at me and asked me who I thought I was. I told him I had no idea who he was or what he was talking about. The guy told me that he was Emma's boyfriend and accused me of, quote, trying to take his girl. I realized that there must have been some huge misunderstanding of what happened. Either that or this guy was an extremely jealous boyfriend who didn't trust Emma at all. I really didn't want to get in the middle of their problems. He was like right up in my face, asking if I thought I was a tough guy. I told him to calm down and said I didn't do anything with Emma. I told him she simply asked me for a ride home from work, so I gave her one. The boyfriend then told me that his car was working fine, and she could have asked him. I told him I didn't know that, and further said that I didn't even know she had a boyfriend until she told me the previous night. He seemed to actually calm down a bit. I told him I could assure him that I was not trying to steal his girl, and he had nothing to worry about. He told me that he better not, quote, catch me tripping again, and then he walked away. After the interaction, I was really surprised that he got so angry. I also started to wonder if Emma was stuck in a bad relationship or something. The next time I worked with her was a couple of days later. When I saw her, I walked over and said hi. I told her about what her boyfriend did, and she said sorry, but he gets like that sometimes. I asked her if everything was okay in their relationship. That's when she told me that she actually broke up with him the day before, which would have been the day after he confronted me. She also said that she moved back in with her parents. I told her sorry, and she said that she was fine and happy to be moving on. So after that, I went back to work and didn't see Emma for the rest of my shift. That night, Emma got off at like 7, and I got off at 9 again. After clocking out, I walked through the parking lot to my car. When I got in my car and left, I was followed home by Emma's ex. I know this because a car was parked not that far away from me in the parking lot. I noticed it because the parking lot was almost empty, and after getting inside my car when I started to drive away, the other car left right after me. Because of our two cars being basically the only ones around, I found this a little bit odd. Then when I left, the car made all of the first three or four turns that I did. When we got to a stoplight, I looked back to see the man was driving. I didn't get an exact look at his face with it being night, but he resembled Emma's boyfriend. I drove the rest of the way home until I got to my street. Then I wasn't really sure what to do. I went around the block twice, with him staying on my tail. Finally, I decided to just pull into my driveway, and I did so and then got out of my car. He pulled into the driveway after me, but I sprinted out of my car really quickly and around the house into the backyard. I didn't look to see what the guy did. I knew that my parents usually kept the sliding glass door in our backyard unlocked, so I quickly got in the house that way. When I looked, the man didn't chase me. I shut the door and then locked it, and then I covered it with blinds. Then I went back around to the front window and looked out. When I did, I saw that the guy was getting back into his car, and he then drove away. I also confirmed that it was in fact Emma's ex-boyfriend. I thought about calling the police, but decided not to. I hoped that this guy would just realize there was no reason to go after me. I didn't work for a few days after that. I just happened to have some off days in a row, which was nice. In this free time, one of the days, I went to the mall with a few friends. There was a really large mall not far away from where I lived. We were doing some shopping for a number of things, and I was having a great time until I noticed Emma's ex-boyfriend again, and I didn't think that this was just a coincidence. I didn't feel scared at all because I was with three of my friends. When we were in the food court, the guy was sitting a ways away at a table by himself. He was sort of facing us, and I pointed him out to my friends and told them the story. They said we should go up to him, but I said no. I didn't want a big fight to break out or something. So we stayed there and then left a while later. I saw him walking a ways behind us about 30 minutes after that at another location in the mall. It was really creepy. I was honestly so surprised that this guy was after me. Did he seriously think that I was responsible for his breakup? We left the mall later that day, and I didn't see the guy for the rest of it. The next time I worked, Emma also happened to be there. When I saw her, I walked up and asked her how she was doing. She told me that she was doing really good and was going to be moving to Seattle in 2 weeks. We lived in California, so that was a ways away. I told her, "That's great, but your ex-boyfriend is stalking me." She asked me why, and I said probably because he thinks I'm responsible for them breaking up. She said that was crazy and that I had nothing to do with it. I told her to tell him that then, but she said she had him blocked on everything and wasn't going to contact him. I realized that this guy was probably just taking all of his anger out on me, or at least was trying to. I was seriously considering getting the police involved. Once more, Emma got off before me, and I got off work later that night. I walked out to my car and saw another one parked by me again. It was the same guy. This was getting me really angry. But this time, when I got within maybe 10 feet of my car, Emma's ex got out of his. He then started walking over to me, all aggressive. I asked him why he kept following me around, and he didn't say anything. He just kept walking towards me. Then he got right up in my face again and took a swing at me. I moved, but he still got me a little in the side of the head. I took a swing at him, but missed. Then he got me good. I'm embarrassed to say, but I pretty much got the tar kicked out of me. In my opinion, it was clearly not his first fight. For me, it was my first fight since probably the second grade. So he hit me like 4 or 5 times, and I maybe got like 1 or 2 punches to him, which didn't seem to hurt him much. I fell to the ground, and after that, he then walked off and went back into his car. I was just glad that he didn't kick me while I was down. Then he drove off. I gathered myself and then called the police and told them what happened. They came out to my location, and I ended up getting some medical aid on the scene, but overall I was fine. I only had some bruises and scrapes, and luckily no concussion or anything. Finally, I was able to go home. The police said that they would look into the guy. Well, the next day, I got word that he was arrested. Apparently, he already had a warrant for failure to appear on some other charge. I think it was theft. And he had a bit of a history of run-ins with the law. I also filed charges against him for assault. It was a huge relief that he was off the streets and would stop following me. I was really mad for a while about getting mixed up in that whole deal. Looking back, I'm just glad that I'm okay. something extremely creepy happened to me about a month ago. For some brief background, I live by myself in a small house in a busy neighborhood. I've lived there for about a year, and it's been going well. I plan to move to a bit larger house in a nicer neighborhood once I have more money saved up. I work an office job with pretty standard hours. Well, one day, after getting back home from work, I got my mail like usual. There was an envelope in the mailbox that I didn't know where it came from. There were no stamps on it of any kind. I was curious about it, so I decided to open that one first. I went inside and opened up the envelope to see some pictures. They appeared to be printed on a piece of paper, not very good quality, like they were not developed or anything. But there were 5 different pictures, and they were all of me. One was of me walking on the sidewalk. Every day when I went to work, I had to park in a lot that was a few blocks from my work. Then I had to walk there on the side of the street. The city was usually pretty busy. The other photos were all of me as well. Some were me in the parking lot getting out of my car. The last one was me in my car at a stoplight. I was really creeped out by all of this. There were no words or writing, just these photos. I didn't know what to make of it. Was somebody stalking me? The pictures were taken from a decent ways away and appeared to be zoomed in a little bit. I had no idea as to where they were taken from, though, or why this person was taking pictures of me at all. I was so creeped out, though, that I went to the police station that same night. I told them the story, that I got these pictures in an envelope in the mail with no explanation. I talked with the police for a while, but at the end of the day, not a whole lot could be done. I wasn't threatened or anything, and there was no law against taking pictures in public. They told me to keep them posted, though, and try to see if I noticed anything strange. So over the next few days at work, I actually looked all around when I got out of my car and walked to and from the office, but it could have been anyone. There were so many buildings around and so many possible hiding places, but the good news over the next few days was that I didn't get any more pictures sent to me. But that changed about a week after the first batch. I got another envelope in my mailbox. This time, there were more pictures. 5 more, all of me once again. But this time, they were of me getting out of my car when I got home from work. I was terrified. This person knew where I lived. I looked around outside, but didn't notice anyone. My street could get pretty busy sometimes, so it would be easy to not be as noticeable. After that happened, I told the police again, but there still wasn't much that they could do. Now, after that happened, I haven't got another envelope. It's been about a month, and everything's been fine. I don't know if I will get any more, and if this person has stopped or what. It still really creeps me out, though. I'm currently looking for another place to live, either apartment or another house. I also found a different parking lot for work. I'm not sure if that had any impact on the person not taking pictures of me or what. I still wonder, though, who did that and why?